The innocent dies for the guilty. It all started with a lamb. And it ends with a lamb. And that is our hope. And as Christians, we come here not just today, but we celebrate Christ's resurrection every day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. How would you like to leave here and be just as righteous as God is? And that makes us get a little bit uneasy when somebody says that, and we say, well, is that not blasphemy? It's not blasphemy. Far from it. It's the gospel. That he took your sin so that you can have his righteousness. And Romans chapter 6 says that we are conjoined with him in his death, burial, and resurrection in this act that we call baptism, that he called baptism, immersion. So that if you understand that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and you understand that he died and he took upon himself your stripes so that you could be healed, and you repent of your sins and you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, then he says in Romans chapter 6 that you participate in very similar way, in the Lord's Supper, that we participated in his body and his blood. Then we participate in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Not just symbolically, but in fact, in reality. In some way that we can't completely understand, we participate in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we come forth from that watery grave a new person. And all of our old past has been taken away. It's an incredible story, this gospel story. Just recently, I was reading about some details of modern Jews on a Jewish website, and it was a pretty detailed website written by some Jewish rabbis who had gotten together. And as I was reading through it, I ran across one of the saddest statements I've ever read in my life. They didn't write it as a sad statement. It was just a factual statement in comparing with other religions. But it said this: Jews have no Savior. And when I read this, it was almost like a sadness overwhelmed me. And I stopped and I read it again two or three times. And it went on to say that we're saved by our prayers and a good life. And I thought, I have a Savior. And I sure would like to share him with you. And what I want to say to you this morning, and what we are saying to the world, is, I have a Savior. And we sure would like to share him with you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have that opportunity to do so today. As long as it's called today, as long as you're breathing, as long as you're alive, God is gracious and gives you the opportunity to come to him. And it surely would be a great day, wouldn't it, for you to do just that while we stand and sing.